그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jason, how much farther is our destination?
We're about halfway there.
Then I'll drive the rest of the way. You must be tired.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Kim, this is where you'll have your weekly class. Have a look around.
Thank you. Wow, this room has great facilities.
We renovated this room last semester.
I see. Is this a touchscreen?
Yes, it is. You don't have to use chalk.
That's nice. Do students have access to the internet during class?
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Blind dates are exciting, but they don't always turn out the way we want them to. To increase your chances of having a positive blind date experience, here are some tips to consider. First, try to avoid having too high expectations for the date. Second, be honest. Don't just try to impress your partner all the time. Third, be careful not to talk about yourself too much. If things go well, you'll have a chance to see each other again and share more personal stories. Last but not least, if you enjoy the date and would like to meet again, make sure to express this positive desire. Keep these tips in mind the next time you go out on a blind date. Chances are it'll work out the way you want.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Richard, have you checked out that new buffet restaurant?
Yes, I have.
I like their food because it's not too greasy.
That's true, and the service is also pretty good. But the one thing I didn't like about the restaurant is that they charge customers for leftover food.
Well, I thought that was a clever way to reduce food waste.
Yeah, but I don't think it's fair that customers should have to pay for the cost of reducing food waste.
At least they only charge people according to the weight of the food they don't eat. I think that's fair.
Actually, I don't want to worry about the amount of food I put on my plate when I eat.
I understand that, but food waste is a huge problem. Don't you think people should be more aware of how much food they're throwing away every day?
Maybe we see things differently.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Ryan, here's a headset for you.
A headset? What do I need that for?
Well, it is for the audio tour. It explains the exhibits just like a regular tour guide.
Is it only in English?
No, there are 7 languages to choose from, including Korean.
Oh, that's very convenient.
Yes, it is. Now, where do you want to go first?
Let's go to the Korean exhibition. I want to see the ancient artifacts, especially the bronze swords and the pottery.
Okay, sounds good. This sign says there is also a special event.
You mean the digital workshop, dance like Koreans?
That's right. We can experience the life of ancient Koreans using digital technology.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Monica. I finished designing the coupon for our products.
Oh, great. Can I take a look at it?
Sure. Here it is.
Wow, excellent.
Thanks. I put the expiration date at the top. It's May 15th, 2015, right?
Yeah, perfect. I like how you wrote $5 off on the left side.
I typed it in bold in order to make it stand out.
Great. And I see you put the details about the coupon on the bottom left.
Yeah. Can you proofread it later?
Sure. And it's good you included pictures of our products on the right side.
Do you think that 2 feeding bottles and 3 packages of diapers are enough?
Yes. But the barcode on the bottom right is a bit large. Can you make it smaller?
No problem.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, it's raining outside again.
Yes, it's been raining since last night.
I guess I should call Jimmy now and cancel our plan to play baseball.
According to the weather forecast, the rain is supposed to stop around noon. So why don't you just delay your plan until this afternoon?
Well, Jimmy said he's only available in the morning because he has to work at his part-time job in the afternoon.
I see. Then are you going to stay home?
Yeah, I guess so.
Then can you give me a hand?
Sure. You mean with cleaning the house?
No, I can do that by myself. I'm just wondering if you can separate the trash later.
No problem. Once it stops raining, I'll do it.
Thank you, Michael.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 한국에 돌아갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
This semester is finally over, Brenda. It was a really tough semester.
I agree. English class was especially difficult for you this semester, wasn't it?
Yes. So what are you going to do during your vacation?
I'm going to travel abroad for about 2 weeks.
Sounds like fun.
How about you?
Well, I was planning on going back home to Korea, but I can't.
Why not?
I didn't get my ticket early enough, and now the prices are really high.
Oh no, you should have gotten your ticket far in advance.
You're right, but actually I think I'm better off staying here anyway for my English.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll be able to work more on improving my English.
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Good morning. Welcome to the Trick Art Museum.
Good morning. I'd like to buy some entrance tickets.
Okay. They're $40 for adults and $30 for children. But these tickets don't include admission into our new animation museum.
Oh, really? My kids are really interested in animation. How much are tickets to that museum?
They're $20 for adults and $10 for children, but we offer a combo ticket that includes admission to both museums for 20% off the original price of the tickets.
Great! I'll take some combo tickets for 1 adult and 2 children.
All right. And are you a resident of this area?
No. Why?
We offer an additional 20% discount to residents of this area.
I see. Anyway, here's my credit card.
(10번) 대화를 듣고 머리 마사지에 대해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Annie, what are you doing?
I'm reading an article about head massage.
Head massage? What is it for?
According to this article, regular head massage can cure as well as prevent hair loss.
Really? I should try that. I'm losing my hair these days. Tell me more.
Massaging your head increases blood flow to the skin under the hair on your head, which strengthens the hair roots.
Do you know where I can get a head massage?
You can get it at a beauty salon or a hair clinic. And you can actually do it yourself, using your fingertips, too. The point is that you do it regularly, 2 or 3 times a week.
I see. Can I read the article? I want to try it.
Sure. Here you go.
11번. 비기닝 파티에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. This is Mr. Johnson, your principal. I hope you all had a nice vacation. Today I'm going to tell you about our annual beginning party. The party will be held this Wednesday, August 22nd from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. in the schoolyard. You're encouraged to bring your family. Also, bring your own food and drinks, or you can buy them at the on-site food trucks that have delicious tacos, hot dogs, and fries. There'll be music, dancing, and a performance by a local band. Also, every student will be given a raffle ticket for a chance to win a prize, and winners will be announced in the middle of the party. This party will be a great time for you to have fun with your classmates and their families. I hope to see you there.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 수강할 수업을 고르시오.
Mom, I'd like to take one of these classes at Oakwood Science Center.
Okay, I can help you choose one.
Thank you. It looks like I can't take these two classes because I have soccer practice after school every Monday. So I'd love to take this one, Mom.
Unfortunately, you can't. The minimum age limit is 15, and you're only 13.
Oh, I didn't realize there was an age limit. Then there are only 2 choices left.
How about this one? It's cheaper.
Actually, Mom, it's not cheaper than the other one.
What do you mean?
I can't get a membership discount for this class, but I can get one for the other class.
Then sign up for the one you can take advantage of with your membership.
Okay, I'll take that class.
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Daniel, you look really exhausted.
I had to work late again yesterday. One of my coworkers recently quit.
Hopefully, your company will hire someone else soon.
I know, but our company isn't looking for a replacement employee right now.
Why is that?
Recently, they invested a lot of money in a new project, and it's not working out that well.
Oh, is that why you didn't get a raise this year?
Yeah.
But they can't expect you to permanently take over his responsibilities while doing your job.
You're right. Actually, it's making me want to look for a different job, but it's not easy to find a good one.
Really? Oh, I know of an insurance company that is hiring new people. I got an email about it from an online job site.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Could you forward the email to me?
14번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Matthew, do you have any pets?
Yes, I have a cat.
What's its name?
I named her Cutie because she has been a really cute pet.
That's a very pretty name.
Thank you. How about you? Do you have a pet?
Yes, I have a puppy named Robert. But right now, he's staying at my friend's house.
Why? Because you have been taking a lot of business trips these days?
No, my parents just take care of him while I'm away.
Oh, you live with your parents. So why is your dog at your friend's house?
Well, my sister Anne had a son recently, and she and her family are staying with us now.
Oh, really? The baby must be cute.
Yes, he is. But my sister is allergic to dogs.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 캐시가 어머니에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Casey's second science report is due today. 3 weeks ago, she handed in her first report 2 days late because she was sick. So she is very determined not to do that again. When she arrives at school, she looks for her science report to turn it in, but it isn't in her backpack. She gets worried and doesn't know what to do at first. She figures she left it at her house, so she calls home. Her mother tells her that the report is on her desk. She feels relieved because it isn't lost, but she needs to get the report now. In this situation, what would Casey most likely say to her mother? Mom?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hi, everyone. Have you ever heard the idea that a messy office reflects a messy mind? I believe there's some truth to this statement. How are you supposed to work effectively if you spend most of your time searching for the things you need? With a few office organizing ideas, you can be more productive. First, divide your stuff into at least two piles, a to-keep pile or a to-throw-away pile. Second, don't be afraid to throw paper away. Technology makes it easier than ever to get rid of it. For example, your bank statements are online, so you don't need to keep a hard copy. Third, find a designated place for everything, such as the copy machine, furniture, and so on. Lastly, you can reuse your old glass jars or unused baskets to store office supplies such as paper clips, pencils, erasers, and rulers. Once they're organized, you'll never again waste time searching for them. With these tips, I hope you'll get a fresh start every day.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hi, everyone. Have you ever heard the idea that a messy office reflects a messy mind? I believe there's some truth to this statement. How are you supposed to work effectively if you spend most of your time searching for the things you need? With a few office organizing ideas, you can be more productive. First, divide your stuff into at least two piles, a to-keep pile or a to-throw-away pile. Second, don't be afraid to throw paper away. Technology makes it easier than ever to get rid of it. For example, your bank statements are online, so you don't need to keep a hard copy. Third, find a designated place for everything, such as the copy machine, furniture, and so on. Lastly, you can reuse your old glass jars or unused baskets to store office supplies, such as paper clips, pencils, erasers, and rulers. Once they're organized, you'll never again waste time searching for them. With these tips, I hope you'll get a fresh start every day.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 학용품이 아닌 것은? (이제) 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.